When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. Coming up at 6 o'clock live from Chickies in South Philly, the Brandon Graham Show. Brandon Graham, myself, Howard Eskin, 1 hour right here, of course, on your radio. But if you'd like to come out, we're at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, it's time to play the old blame game after the Eagles lost yesterday. And, you know, there's a lot of factors and a lot of contributing factors to that loss yesterday. And I'll start with number five. And as always, it's hard to tell how much to put on this guy, but you have to put some blame on Nick Sirianni. They didn't look ready to go again. They're sloppy. And they had that look of a soft team again yesterday. And that's how it looked in the playoff game when they went down there. Like, they looked like a soft team. So, again, how much is it him? How much is it not him? I have no idea at this point. But he has to deserve some blame for yesterday. They didn't even get off the plane.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you have to blame him. I think the difference is that I think it's fair to blame him for an effort like that. The issue is when you have an effort like they had in New Orleans, he doesn't give any credit for it. You know, that no one says, boy, they really rallied.
They got him ready.
They got him ready.
Uh-huh. Remember the call I was arguing with last week? He gave all the credit to Jalen.
Yeah, to Jalen. Does Jalen get all the credit? But I think when the team comes out as listless as they came out yesterday, dumb as they played yesterday, it's hard not to blame the head coach because that's the thing he's supposed to be in charge of.
That's one of his core principles.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they just, I think they've been just a sloppy situational team for a little bit now. Like, just in certain situations, it feels like they're always in the wrong. And, like, I can't blame him on the Isaiah Rodgers play. But still, like, even that's, like, a one little thing that goes wrong. And I don't know. They're just...
Well, he's responsible for everything. Like, he's the head coach, whether he's directly responsible for it or not.
Yeah.
That's what I try to tell you about the manager at times over there with the baseball team.
Well,
he's responsible regardless.
Again, comparing a football coach to a manager,
I don't think it's great. I'm just saying that when a team plays fundamentally bad, then
it all falls on him.
Yeah, that's part of his job.
The fourth blame for yesterday, and this is going to grow louder if this does not turn around soon, goes to Howie. I mean, the defense is deficient again. I don't care what happened last week against the Saints. He traded a third for Jahan Dotson, who can't play. I mean, he can't play. He made one catch yesterday. John Ross was wearing number 38 somehow at more yards.
Dude. Oh, God, we got to get him out of that number, dude.
It's
There's
so
no way a receiver
bad.
Can be 38. What are we doing?
I thought it was a cornerback.
I really didn't know who it was. I was like, they gave John Ross 38? I haven't seen a 38 since Cecil Martin played here with me.
I agree with you on that.
38 is a bad number. It cannot be. Like, we've gone too
That's
far.
That's a true fullback number.
We've gone too far with the players can wear whatever jersey number they want.
He couldn't have, unless he's 38 years old, why would he choose that number?
It has to be for some meaning, I would think, other than, like, maybe he was 83 for his whole life, and then he's wanted to just flip it around. I have no idea.
At some point, Howie's going to have to do something other than spend the owner's money, because he didn't even do it that well.
We lost Hassan.
He
gave $51 million to Bryce Huff, who's getting benched for Brandon Graham.
Well, and if... The way it's looking now, and who knows how this ends up, but this would be the second quarterback in a row he gave a giant contract to,
yep,
and then ends up bailing from 2 years later. You know, the time he gave Carson the contract was actually inexcusable, and you didn't need to give Hurts the contract when you gave him. So you have the first round picks, and he hasn't been a great drafter either. I give them credit. They pay players who are good, so those players don't leave. But that is a function of the owner being willing to spend on those players. Howie gets credit for getting it done, but the owner gets credit for the upfront money that allows them to spend that sort of money and not ruin the salary cap. Howie's going to have to do something other than do that, you know, and you have to put some blame on Howie for the situation that Sirianni is
yes.
in now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, too. So,
sure, yeah.
So it's Howie season every time he does everything.
Howie season!
You know.
Well, one of my favorite tweets.
It is. For a third round pick for Jahan Dotson. Howie season. But, like, this is when he struggles, traditionally, is after he pays a quarterback. This is when he had to draft better. This is when he had to draft well, and he had to make smart signs. So we'll see. But Howie deserves some blame for yesterday. Third is Kellen Moore. They've scored a first quarter touchdown all year.
Yeah.
It's week four. And you look at the offense. I think as we go further and further here, and the offense continues to kind of look like last year, a little bit stagnant, it's going to come down to is it another offensive coordinator problem or is it a quarterback problem? But Kellen Moore, again, Saquon doesn't really touch the ball until the third quarter yesterday.
Saquon would have scored on the third play of the game if the quarterback didn't throw a duck out of bounds.
Yeah, well, we know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, here's the other thing, and I've been on Kellen Moore for 2 weeks now. With his play designs, his play call, I didn't like the Atlanta game plan either. I didn't like the game plan against Atlanta. And the fact that they come out slow, where you have a scripted first 15 plays that you're supposed to work on all week, and these are plays that are supposed to get you in the end zone and put points on the board. Yeah, that's Kellen Moore.
One team looked prepared for it yesterday.
That's Kellen Moore. And you know, you forgot about a third option as to where the blame is going to go, because it's where people will go because they like the idea of Kellen Moore being here, and Jalen does no wrong. Then it becomes, well, Nick must be interfering.
He's meddling.
Again, he's meddling.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. All I'm saying is I have not been impressed with Kellen Moore so far this year.
Was it three straight weeks they scored? Well, they scored 22 against the Falcons, but they were held down for a while,
mm-hmm.
15 and 16.
Yep.
That's for a boy genius, that's not exactly the best output.
Yep.
The second blame goes to Jalen. There was some momentum in that game yesterday. They were kind of scratching. They had They had the extra point that made it a two possession game. They're kind of marching down the field, and then we know the big momentum turnover. No yards in the first quarter. Slow starts, and again, it's going to come down to, is he a part of the reason why the offense kind of looks like they're moving in quicksand? I know.
Yes.
He has to be, right?
Like, yes.
Of course he is.
So yes.
We're going to blame the coordinator again, but the offense still looks a lot like last year with a different coordinator.
And he's holding the ball. I mean, he's literally holding the ball. Now, if you want to tell me receivers are not getting open, well, yesterday I can understand it. But he's been holding the ball. I think last year he held the ball more than any other quarterback. His release time was longer than any other quarterback in the league last year. Like, he's not processing the information fast enough. And then when he's deciding what he wants to do, it's not instinctual. That fumble didn't have to happen. They picked up the blitz with Saquon. You have to know, get either take off or get rid of the ball right then and there. You don't have time to pat the ball again. I called it burping the baby.
Yep.
But, yeah, you don't have time to do that when you know you're getting pressure. Brady talked about it all day yesterday about his pocket awareness and lack of urgency in the pocket. That's been evident for over a year now. As a pro Jalen guy, that's been evident for over a year now.
I also thought it was his least accurate game I've seen him play in a while. There's a lot of overthrows yesterday. I mean, the Saquon pass, I'm not going to get over it for the entire
right.
year. But,
yeah.
but also there was a pass, the next two drives, that just sailed out of bounds. That was like a sideline pass. You rip it in there, you can have a catch of Jahan Dotson, but he sails it right out of bounds. I thought his accuracy also took a step back yesterday. But the number one blame, because I don't know who to blame on the defense, I'm going to blame Vic Fangio. I mean, all phases sucked. I mean, N'Kobe Dean sucked yesterday. Jordan Davis sucked yesterday. The edge rushers, as always, I mean, they suck.
Except for BG.
Nolan Smith was in coverage at one point.
Yeah.
Which was terrifying.
And Milton Williams started
And
yesterday.
Milton Williams started yesterday.
We got five plays out of Jalix Hunt at the end of the game.
Yeah, 58.
We did.
He was flashing.
Yep.
He was flashing.
You guys were still around for the end of the game?
I had some money I had to try to win.
That's no way I saw the ending of that game.
But, man,
I'm still in my over-prepare mode for the WIP afternoon show.
Yeah. That 3rd-and-29 play, that was it for me.
You're out?
I'm out. I mean, it's 3rd-and-29. We got no offense to the guys out there playing wide receiver. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. Run a freaking draw play and get off the field. How long does it take for a 29-yard route to develop? I got Jalen standing back there just holding the ball, waiting to throw the ball down. If that's another Kellen Moore thing, just hand the ball off and get out of there. It's 3rd-and-29. It's not the end of the game. This isn't 4th-and-26 with the playoffs on the line. This is 3rd-and-29 in a blowout loss. You already are down players. Now, imagine if Jalen got injured on that play on 3rd-and-29.
I know.
Because he's standing back there holding the ball, waiting for guys to get 30 yards down the damn field. I was out after that play. I'm done. Pour me another Surfside. Toss me another one. I'm out.
Yeah, I was actually kind of encouraged that I didn't get any angry texts from you yet.
It was over too fast.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to get upset. I was more or less stunned. It's just like getting punched in the nose when you're not expecting it. I'm like, hold on, man. My eyes are blurry. I can't see straight.
Eagles got Andy boiled yesterday.
I mean, man, game was over with so fast.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. John.
No complaints with any of those, Jack.
No, yeah, you nailed it
yeah,
this time. You didn't really nail in on the game balls last week, actually. So.
Well, there wasn't much going to go around. I scored 15 points.
Well.
Oh, I'm good.
Sean in Philly, you're on WIP.
I'm not giving Jalen a game ball.
What's up, John?
Well, I guess they say a bad loss is never as bad as it seems, and a good win is never as good as it seems. So, the first thing I got to say, rest in peace, Dikembe Mutombo. Condolences to him and his family.
Yes, sir.
Obviously. Yep. But the first thing I want to say, you can blame Nick, Jalen. I don't think it's one or the other. You guys talked about some of the Twitter clips that went out there. I don't know what DJ's definition of belty you know what is, but that sure as hell wasn't it.
What did he say?
So before the game, he's like, we're going to go belts to asses today on video.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They got burned again, by the way. Four straight games, he's getting burned for a touchdown.
But to Jalen, I mean, we gave this guy $255 million, well-earned because of getting us to the Super Bowl. But he was a two-dimensional quarterback. He could run or pass. What happened to his ability to run? I mean, these guys, you know, he runs for first downs here and there, but he used to be able to change a game. Other than Buffalo last year, I have not seen it. I mean, that slide late in the game yesterday, what was that?
What the hell was that? I thought he injured himself doing that.
Yeah, I thought he blew his knee out.
Yep.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, that looks scary. I seriously thought he injured himself on that play.
How does someone lose that much speed in 2 years? I know that there was talk about him getting injured last year, but you signed a big contract. The guy looks like he has no interest in being a leader on this team. He still mopes on the sidelines. You never see – I mean, there's – I know Kelce and Fletch ain't coming in the locker room. Mike, maybe you can talk more about this. You talked a little bit about accountability and players on Twitter, things like that. I mean, is there any leadership amongst the players on this team?
Well, just real quick, to go back to the speed thing, I wonder how much of it is him losing speed and how much of it is the rest of the league just sort of knows where he likes to run and how he likes to run. Because he was never outrageously fast.
Yeah, he wasn't
fast.
Lamar Jackson, yeah. Justin.
He was always like Russell Wilson.
Fields, yeah.
Yeah, like fast
but
enough.
He made cuts.
But
he would go outside, cut inside.
Can I tell you this, John? Anymore. Mobile quarterbacks... If you can't throw the ball, in a year or two, the league will figure it out and shut you down. The only quarterback they haven't done that to is Lamar Jackson because he is outrageously fast and athletic. There's just the amount of fast that you have to be to outrun the ability to throw the ball is Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson. There are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL.
Justin Fields,
who are functionally mobile in that if it's there, they can take it, but it's not a weapon. I don't think, looking back on it, Jalen's speed was ever, it was nice to have. Honestly, I think the thing that Jalen had over other quarterbacks is his strength when he was running, in that he looks like a running back. He doesn't run like a, you know, like a quarterback does. But I don't know how fast he ever was. As to the, I'm sorry for interrupting. Ike, you can speak on the leadership part of it. But I don't, the speed thing, I wonder if it is a league adjustment and not so much a Jalen speed thing.
I think there's leadership in the locker room. I really do. I think there are good leaders on this team. If you're talking about being able to police what guys are doing on social media, that's the world we live in today. Like, nobody – you think – you don't even want players spending time on trying – or coaches spending time on trying to police grown millionaires about what they do on social media. Like, they do this every year. They talk to rookies, do's and don'ts of social media. But these are veterans. These aren't young players. That's their first year in the league. These are established players. That, I mean, Slade's been in the league for over 10 years.
Yep.
Like, these are established players. So they know. And what can you tell someone who's made $70 million.
Yeah, don't tweet.
Yeah, like what are you going to tell these guys? You can't say anything to them. So a coach is not going to pull his hair out trying to, I don't know, control what these guys put on social media. He can advise, like, don't engage, be smart, you know, things of that nature, but you're not getting called up to the office for tweets. No, Nick Sirianni has a lot more to deal with than
tweets.
Yeah.
2-1, I think he probably shakes his head and goes, oh, why are you doing that? And then moves on to the
rest. You know who shakes his head is Bob Lane.
Yeah, because he's the one
that's the head of PR, yes.
215-592-9494. Eagle Shirley, we were just saying last week.
Where's Eagle Shirley?
Here she is. You're on WIP. What's up?
Hey, family. How y'all doing? Listen, I'm around. I took up another gig. I'm also... a professor now, adjunct professor at Pierce College. So,
hey, congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
Dr.
you.
Eagle Shirley.
No, Professor Shirley. Nah, I love it.
No.
No?
No, but I'm still working full time. You know, I'm in IT, so, and I'm teaching IT courses. So, but I was at that game yesterday. I was in Tampa with my, you know, with some friends, and I wrote a couple of things down, but I ain't going to be long. I heard
Take
what everybody
time.
Had to
Take
say.
Take your time. Go ahead and get it out.
While I was on hold, and, you know, we all, as fans, we all have our valid points. Even you all, you know, made some great points. But let me just tell you something. I'm just saying for me how hot it was yesterday that I had to keep going up because I was sitting on – wait, before I do anything. Hey, I saw my man Pete. Got my picture with Pete yesterday.
Oh, Pete the Crab. Yeah, Pete the Crab was down there in Tampa yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, we right there. I was
Pete Sirocki.
The second row. What's that? Section 10 something, row B or whatever. But I got a chance to see Pete. We took a picture. You know, family. We recognize the family. He telling my pointing to people. You know what it is? I'm like, Pete, everybody don't know I am Pete. I'm just trying to say hi to you, too. But it was all good. It was all love and fun until it wasn't. Until it wasn't. So my thing right now is the people that work there, right? The people that work there, that stand there for 3 to 4 hours, not breaking a sweat. You know what this lady was telling us? They prepare on a Thursday for a Sunday game for hydration. They hydrate on a Thursday for a Sunday game.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, y'all doing all that and y'all not even on the field. No wonder y'all not breaking a sweat. So who's preparing our guys? Who's preparing our team for when we go to these other stadiums, regardless of the weather, the conditions, the field, whatever the case may be, who's preparing them properly? That goes to the head coach. I'm sorry.
No, that goes. Hold on real quick. That's a trainer's. That's a trainer's thing. The coach is not in charge of hydration and conditioning and all that type of stuff. They take the advice of the medical staff and the trainers.
And by the way, Some of that conditioning is
like Andy didn't suggest we drank pickle juice in Dallas. That was Rick Burkholder.
And some of that is conditioning all year.
Yes.
You know, you can see from a hydration standpoint 3 days before course, but this is not the first time Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter's conditioning has been questioned. You know, so that I think that's about taking care of your body all year long and not just the 3 days before. But I agree with you from a hydration that week perspective that they should have been prepared for that.
And thank you, Ike, because you know, as a former athlete, you know yourself. But my thing for as being a coach, I'm going to still look at the trainer. I'm going to look at whoever, because they're going to still point it back to the coach. That's what we're talking about, right? Who's going to get the point of the fingers of, like, on certain things that happened yesterday? And that hydration, being dehydrated, played a big part in the tackling. It was hard. I mean, we're there. We're going so hard to the point where me and a lot of other fans, we had to go upstairs and just get out of the sun and just hydrate. And then we had to come back there. It was like, it was crazy. But we was there for it. A lack of consistency with defense. I don't know what's going on from last week. And I don't want to sound like I'm repeating myself, because a lot of callers called up and made great, great points. Mm-hmm. But we need consistency. We need it every week. In order for us to be great, in order for us to build a foundation, in order for us to have a strong structure, we need to be consistent. I don't care if it's not working in that 15 minutes. Continue to be consistent. Why go away from handing off the ball? Why did we bring Saquon Barkley over here? Keep doing what we know is working. Jalen Hurts is handicapped right now. Y'all see it. Everybody see it in the NFL. He's handicapped right now. So, personally, this is my own opinion, what I've been seeing throughout his lifespan here as a Philadelphia Eagle quarterback. This man is doing any and everything possible to win or be subpar. Why is he being subpar? You're going to be subpar when you're not confident. You're going to be subpar when you got certain people that's not in the game, but you have to make other people that come in the game, you know, just as great. You have to trust the people that come in the game, you know, that you normally don't play with. My whole point is, coach, Nick Sirianni, tell him more, put this man in a position to win. And Jalen, when they do put you in a position to win, listen, you got to trust your gut, dude. You just got to trust your gut. Go out there and be that Jalen Hurts that you know you are. Because at the end of the day, you want to continue to be second guess, third guess, fourth guess. You have to just...
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Go out there and play lights out. Play lights out and just leave it all out there on the field. Don't worry about, you know, the next game. Play the game that you was called to play for that day, for that week, for that hour, for those 3-4 hours. You have to put it all out there on the line. That's the only way anybody going to give you the respect that you do deserve. And moving forward, and I'm about finished. I got points, but I mean, a lot of stuff to talk about. But I ain't
we up against
so
it.
Long.
We up against it, Cheryl.
How
we up against
it,
Professor.
I love y'all so much. See, listen, Spike, Ike.
Yes. And Fritz.
No,
big deal.
No, Jack.
Yes.
I love y'all so much. Listen, don't think that because I don't call in, I don't want to call. I'm normally in meetings. I love y'all so much. I get so much flack from people because they don't hear me calling in all the time. I do want to call. I desire to call. But the time that is the times have changed for me, baby. So when I call in, Put a sister through.
I knew that's where you were going. I knew it.
Come on, Buzz.
Sorry. Nope.
Professor.
Thank you for the call, Shirley. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
All due respect, we all got to be on hold sometimes. That's life.
Wow.
We all got to be on hold sometimes.
All right.
Well, especially on a Monday.
Yeah. We all got to be on hold sometimes. You're not born with the right to get on the air within 5 minutes. Okay, all right.
Yeah. It's all right.
We're live from Chickies and
Pete's. It's a privilege.
We're live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll be back on Thursday for a special. Excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
I'm getting all choked up.
Come on.
We're live from Chickies all day on Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a return of Red October pep rally. Special announcement at 8:40 with the morning show with John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Rhea Hughes, and Devin Caney.
Joe Wechter. Sometimes Joe Conklin.
Philly's guests all day long. Red October Rally, Thursday, Chickies, brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer of the postseason. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I know if you're listening, sometimes it's a bad feeling when you have to sit on hold for a while. You know, that's life. It's also a bad feeling when you go to, you know, turn the faucet on the sink or get in the shower and there's no hot water. It sucks. You need a water heater. Ah, you didn't feel like dealing with that today. I'm going to make it easier for you. You just need two words, Bradford White. I pound it into your head. Bradford White. Say it with me. Bradford White. They're built to be the best. Your family deserves the best. Your employees, if you're talking about place of business, deserves the best. And Bradford White is the best. Lasts longer. Lasts longer than any other water heater. 100% made here in the United States. And they want it installed by a professional because they are the best, so they want the best putting it in there. So go to Bradford White to find a plumbing pro, whether it is your home water heater or your business or tankless or tank. Bradford White's going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. Again, BradfordWhite.com. Find a plumbing pro near you. Learn more.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. I don't even know it.
This is free, Pete.
Will it let me say... Let me say
for free.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking
maybe 6 feet.
My dad said we should stop doing that.
I don't care what your dad said. Yeah. All that's gonna make me do it is do it more.
He's a hater, man.
Yeah, it's a nice jacket, Pete.
Yeah. I heard you cost the team a win yesterday, Pete.
Yeah, you went there. You have bad luck charm.
108 degrees.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly.
Are the Eagles on their last breath there, Spike?
They might be. Tonight, Brandon Graham Show at 6, and then the return of the Players Lounge
starting at
7 with Milton Williams.
Get excited.
Ike Reese.
Yes, sir.
Hugh Douglas.
Yes, sir.
And it's not a Players Lounge without the player, Elliot Shorepark.
Yeah.
Like that.
No reaction from Chickies.
The official statement now from one OG Wade. Who's
oh, there
on
he
is. Yeah, it's
Wade
about time.
Where's he at, man?
Yeah, where's the clown?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Yeah.
What's up,
let's go.
Answers. Yeah. We want answers.
Come on.
So what? Just to say that it felt like I had razor blades in my damn throat because I'm trying to avoid this madness. Not good yesterday. What y'all have to understand is there's a lot of blame to go around. I hear when everybody want to blame Jalen. Jalen had a terrible fumble yesterday. It couldn't have been at a worse time than that. But what I got to understand is that you know what you haven't seen out of Jalen in the last 2 weeks? Remember to leave in the pocket early. You know what I'm saying? You know that one? He's doing what? He's stepping up in the pocket like everybody wants him to do. But I keep telling people, you know what happens when you step up in the pocket? You're stepping up into 9 defenders, meaning 5 guys of your own and 4 of the rushers. This is why I don't think it's smart. I hear people saying it. It ain't smart for me to step up in the pocket because you really ain't leaving nothing. All the stuff is still around you. Now, that being said, still cannot fumble the ball in those situations in that particular time. And I don't think Jalen actually intended to fumble the football. That's what
people
got to understand.
Wow, interesting.
Is that, no, you don't. It's not. You think the man want to go out there and make mistakes? No, he don't.
Of course
he's
not.
Out there trying to make a play. Sometimes it comes out in his favor. Sometimes it don't. Now, that being said, that lost us the game yesterday. Because at that moment, we were actually had something going where we could have added on to a comeback. You know what I'm saying? When my man... We got that sack against them and got off the field. Then
BG.
To come down and
Brandon.
Get that
BG or Josh Sweat. It was only two of them.
I think it was BG.
And it was just too much stuff happening that we could not ill afford at the time that it was happening. Listen, coming out of this bye, we have to win this. This is a must win, not just a win by 2 points or 3 points. No, it has to be decisive if we want to recapture whatever belief we had in this team to go to the next level. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I told y'all, and I'm going to tell you again, I wasn't a fan of bringing Kellen Moore here. I haven't seen Kellen Moore's offensive-led offense win any games against any good teams. I've been saying this. Now, that being said, the plays that's being called are not good plays.
Dude, they can't run the offense because the quarterback won't get under center. You're gone. That's it. The quarterback's got to get under center. He's got to play like a real quarterback. Grow up and play like a real quarterback. Get under center so they can run play action, take three steps back, throw the friggin' football like every other good quarterback in the NFL. It's no more. This is that's how you're supposed to play quarterback. You cannot be a good quarterback unless you throw the ball accurately and quickly. That's it. Done. Sick of blaming everybody else. Blame Kellen Moore. Blame Nick Sirianni. Blame Brian Johnson. Blame. Quarterback doesn't throw the ball where it's supposed to go. That's it. Doesn't make the reads correctly. Doesn't get rid of the ball quickly. Leaves the pocket too soon. Over and over and over and over and over again. There's an excuse factory somewhere in Philadelphia where they just print out excuses every single day for the quarterback. It's the receiver's not running the right route. The head coach is talking to him and he's not supposed to be. The offensive coordinator's calling the wrong place. It's everybody's fault except for the guy taking every single snap, throwing the football. It has to go on him. He makes mistakes all the time. And he holds the ball too long. And he is not accurate enough when he throws. He cost them, not only did he cost them points when he fumbled the ball, he cost them points when Saquon Barkley was open by 7 yards. All he had to do was throw the ball in bounds. Saquon Barkley was on the right sideline and the entire left side of the field was open. He had to throw a normal pass that any normal quarterback can throw. And he threw a duck 10 yards out of bounds. It's not Kellen Moore's fault. It's not Nick Sirianni's fault. It's not Howie Roseman's fault. It's not AJ's fault for being injured. It's not Devontae's fault for being injured. It's Jalen Hurts' fault. Get it through your head. And I'll tell you what, there's no way this excuse-making doesn't make it all the way back to Jalen Hurts, because I'm sure he is making excuses in his head because he has not solved any of these problems. He's not better at any of it. And I heard for 3 weeks, we solved the blitz. And finally, we have a defensive coach who has the balls to blitz more than one guy, and it all fell apart. It all fell apart. Every other defense kept blitzing one guy. And then, like he always does, Todd Bowles took him apart. Just no more excuses.
Well, yesterday is not on him.
Well, yesterday
was on
him.
The defense.
Well, it's on both. I'm talking about him, though.
I'm talking about him in that context. I understand that. But you're yelling like he cost them the game.
No,
yesterday.
But I'm saying he can't cost them points.
We agree. I don't think anybody. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying when I look at yesterday's game,
absolutely,
he's not at the top of my list as to why they lost yesterday.
First and foremost, yeah. I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. I agree. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, Justin.
What's up, Justin?
Man, I'm so aggravated. Going back to last year, Jalen. First of all, with him, he's had a turnover in his last 7-8 games in a row. A turnover of some form or fashion. Now, I know sometimes, you know, you throw a pick and it hits a guy right in the hands and pops up. But still, yeah, the turnover's a turnover. It's going to reflect in the stats on him. In 22, it was like he wanted to protect the ball. He's just taking too many daggone chances. He's too careless with it and all that. I'm over it. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. You know, you have to value the ball. We've lost the turnover battle in every game going back to the Chiefs game last year. Okay,
wow.
Second.
Yep.
Second, my second biggest gripe, and I know y'all just hit this, and you probably heard, I mean, I've listened to the show all day, and you've heard it enough, but I got to get my 2 cents in, too. Darius Slay. Man, you just got beat down. Like, you got your back beat in, as Ike likes to say, and the first thing you do is go on there and talk about, I've had 150 career pass breakups and so many career interceptions and so many Pro Bowls and so many All-Pros. Ain't nobody cares, dude. Ain't nobody cares because y'all just got showed the daggone, I mean, all 50 states. They beat you over the barrel, son, and you got whacked. Four ways from Sunday. And you want to get on there and look at me. Look, it ain't about me. I'm telling you right now, if anybody in that front office or anything's got any gumption or backbone or particular fortitude about it, I'd go in there and I'd take that captain off his daggone jersey today and give it to Devontae. Because Devontae did nothing to lose his captain status. I don't know how in the hell that happened. But Devontae got more leadership in his daggone pinky finger. In his pinky finger than Darius, not Slay, Darius, has in his entire daggone body. It pisses me off, man. And then yesterday, poor BG, man, 36 years old, and he's got to have a team meeting with this bunch of bums after four daggum games. Four games. And you've got to hash crap out and go in front of your team. Ain't no wonder Fletcher and Kelsey wanted to retire because they seen what was coming. They seen it coming down the pipe and they're like, we ain't about this no more. We're not going down this road. We see where it's going, and it's going to hell in a handcart at 150 mile an hour. That's what pisses me off. And then Isaiah Rodgers has got, y'all ain't never messed up. Y'all ain't never. Yeah, we've messed up, bud. We have. Everybody messes up. The only difference is your profession is under a microscope. It's seen. But let me tell you something, dude. I knew. When that play happened, I knew it was going to be daggone Bucs style because I know the basic rules of the game. And I ain't played, man. I ain't played since I was in high school. And I know better than that. You've got to know better than that. You're a multi-millionaire athlete. You've got all the skill and talent in the world. You know, it just pisses me off so much to watch how they're doing this. And then, like I said, the best defensive lineman we got is BG. He's got more heart than anybody on that damn team, I believe. More passion than anybody on that team. And Howie, yeah, you're on the damn clock too, sucker, because just spending money and picking guys just because they come out of Georgia. Yeah, Jalen Carter was a great pick. I didn't want Jordan Davis, didn't want no part of him. Jordan Davis didn't play in the second half of any game his last year at Georgia because they beat the hell out of everybody. I mean, get a clue, man. And the playing off 10 yards, Fangio, bunch of crap. Get up and jam somebody. Like Rio said, let them know you're there. If you're playing off 10 yards and they're hitting you with underneath stuff, get up there and jam them and give your line at that damn check. I know this is kind of uncharacteristic to me, but it's like I said. This game was over at 1:30 yesterday. I hadn't even got to sit down and eat my damn lunch hardly, and it was over because it was hot. Because it was hot. I mean, kiss my hind end hot. Bunch of fruity poo candy aces. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm over that junk. Quit turning the ball over. Act like a man. Stand up and fight if you're going to do it. And it's like OG said, if they don't come out and show something like a real win against Cleveland, it's going to be a long season, boys. I'm an Eagles fan to the core. Till the day I die. But this is very disappointing in how they come out this. Anyway, same as always. I love you, boys. I mean it. We'll holler at you later. Go Birds.
I've never heard Justin so morose.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Well, it's a good thing Darius, as we're calling him now, just went on Micah Parsons' podcast.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hold up. Huh?
Yeah.
He's podcasting with
with Micah. Yeah.
With Micah?
Yeah, he's
today?
A Cowboy.
Wait, Micah Parsons on the Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, they're breaking down C.J. Gardner-Johnson's blown assignment in the Bucs game. So.
Oh, it's good that they're breaking down somebody else's errors instead of Darius.
By the way, it should have been two on Darius yesterday, if not for the drop pass in the end zone.
Well,
that was also on
did him. You see the Darius celebration after the drop?
There's nothing like the defensive back celebration on a
that's
drop.
That's Jalen Mills.
Dude, Mills is the best. Yeah. The finger wag. Yeah. It's 8 feet out of the 8 yards out of bounds.
Oh, boy. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Do you have doubts as to whether or not Jalen Hurts is the long-term answer or quarterback for the Eagles? 80% say yes. Amir in Chester, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Amir?
What up, Amir?
Hey, listen. Listen here, right? Rex says something. Rex Ryan, you know, and Rex Ryan can coach defense. Well, you say whatever you want about him. He's the only joker who was competitive with New England for their reign, right?
Yep.
He said, my wife can coach a defense that just rushed four linemen. I'm going to ask you this, all right? Because I always had a problem with this. If your players are just better and you just rush four, like, what are you really doing? If you can't schematically make you give you an advantage, what are you doing, Ike? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I never understood. It's like, all right, we just rush four. All right, if they just better than that front four or five, all right, they'll win. But what if they not? Then what?
Well, if they're not, here, let me tell you what the idea behind that is. If we can get a good pass rush with just our front four, that's going to allow us to put seven guys in coverage.
I understand that. But what if they're not? Clearly, we're not.
Are you saying what if they're not good enough to do that? Yeah.
Then now it's on the offensive coordinator to make the necessary adjustments to, you know, to force the action, right?
Yeah.
So we never – that's really not our philosophy. That's why I'm going to go back to this 5-5 thing. How are we at the top of it, bro? How are we as good, cap man, and he's good for any organization? But, again, even like – I think you said this like a couple days ago. We know who we develop. Linebackers, wide receivers. Only jokers develop somebody is stout. So, come on, man. How are we at the top of it, clearly, right?
I agree with you on that, Amir. Once we've yelled about the coach and Jalen forever, like eventually Howie comes into play because he's saying this is his roster that he put together.
Without question, I had a big name splash here, Trey here. But what about the third and fourth rounders you're developing? Where they at? Please point them out to me. Again, outside of South. And again, no question, Hurts. If we had any chance to win it, that fumble hurt. That was on him. He got to fill that. Levante David, he's still going to be there. He got to get out. But this is my thing with Hurts. And really, again, I'm going back to Howie schematically. He should have got someone from the Shanahan tree. At least they run the ball. They play action. Let me get back. Whoever coached Drew Brees and those type of guys, those short quarterbacks, that's who they need to be concerned with and build a system like that. Hurts going to get out of there. He's 6'1". That's why a lot of them balls come out high. He can't. It's not happening. Now, if we had Carson Wentz sizing with Jalen Hurts and tangibles, then we'd get the perfect guy. But that ain't it. So how we at the top of it really is, come on, man, let's call it what it is, man.
Yeah.
Because, again, even when they go to get coordinators, these are coordinators he wanted. This ain't on Nick. He could have got someone from the Shanahan tree. He could have got someone from a pressure guy. He didn't. So, come on, man. It's how we at the top, hands down. He sold a little jingle bells and a glitz and glam with a high price phrasing here and there. Nah. What about development of the players, man? And the scheme. This is the scheme they want. A bend but don't break scheme. We won a Super Bowl with it. We got to another one. So now their eyes really googly eyes. So at the end of the day, man, how are we at the top? Then the coordinators, then Hurts, then Nick. I don't care who at the five you want to do. Again, even we talking about Slay before I got the phone. Slay been done years ago, but he's still on the roster. That's how we.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, man.
He on a tour. He on a podcast. Slay been out the door.
He on a tour.
Come on, man.
All right, Amir.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man.
All right, brother.
All right, Amir.
All right, see you. So we were mentioning the Mets, if they lose this second game of the doubleheader, go to Milwaukee. If they win, they have to go play the hottest team in baseball, the Padres. Through four innings, the Mets not only have no hits, but have struck out eight times.
Might as well have me up there playing.
Yeah.
Seems like they had a conversation.
Yeah. They're definitely not trying to lose on purpose, for sure. Yeah. All right. Coming up next is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. And then after, with myself and Brandon Graham and Howard Eskin. Then coming up at 7, the return of the Players Lounge.
Hey!
Milton Williams here, along with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot Shore Parks. We will talk to you tomorrow on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So, the cold weather is coming. And when the cold weather is coming, not only do you have to protect yourself from the cold weather, but your pets too. Our newly adopted dog, Scotchy, she is from Louisiana. She's never experienced cold weather. So I have to go to Dogs and Cats Rule and get her a coat. I know it sounds ridiculous. She's never been in cold weather. You got to get her a coat. They have coats. They have fleeces, sweaters, all sizes and colors. And now that we have two dogs, we have to get them matching Halloween costumes. Halloween costumes, Halloween harnesses, treats, toys, all at Dogs and Cats Rule. And the best staff you'll ever run into at any pet store ever. And when I say great staff, not only are they friendly, that's great, but they'll be able to answer any one of your questions. Pet nutrition, supplements, those sorts of things. The lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, George Perenni, has made sure that at all seven locations, he has staff there ready to answer your questions. All the cutting-edge pet nutrition stuff, all the best local products, high-quality products, whatever your question is, and I've done this already, they will answer your question at Dogs and Cats Rule. Seven locations in PA. You have Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell. In New Jersey, we have Pennington and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.